and welcome to episode 56 of Cracking the Spine, where the sodas are already being shaken up.
Shake up the soda. What does that mean?
It means your soda's shaken up. You're ready to explode.
Woo woo woo!
Like let's that. Do it.
I'm Sean.
I'm Zane.
I'm the crazy one, Josh.
And it's hotter in Doylestown today than it is at Zane's house. If such a thing was possible.
Which is a joke that everyone gets.
They totally get that.
They've listened to the back episodes. They get it.
Have been over there before when I was cold, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Nah.
It's pretty cold there.
Nope.
It's in the middle of nowhere.
We've done two podcasts there, and the mean temperature was 134 degrees Celsius.
The mean.
But we're, oh, hey.
Don't stop kicking.
Sorry. Isn't that it? Fleetwood Mac song?
Stop kicking.
No, we'll edit it out.
Stop kicking them out tomorrow. We've been singing a lot tonight.
We have been singing a lot tonight. But now it's time to talk about book stuff.
Book stuff.
Zane, what are you reading?
I finished My Best Friend's Exorcism.
Yay, by Grady Hendrix.
Yes.
And?
It was really good. I read it in one day.
Nice.
Are you allowed to talk about it?
Yeah, you can talk about it.
Okay.
It's not out yet.
Yeah, but don't give stuff away, but like talk about if you liked it or if you didn't.
Care about Zane's opinion.
Well, someone out there might.
That's true.
No.
Dan might be listening.
Probably is listening.
I liked it a lot, and I thought I liked having read Horror Store.
Same author.
By the same author. I thought, which I liked a lot, I thought that this novel, My Best Friend's Exorcism, had more fully realized characters.
Right.
Which was a lot of fun.
What? That was my take on it too, Josh.
I'm just laughing because you're agreeing with each other. Rare.
Is that true?
No.
But yeah, it was really good. Obviously engrossing.
Like really compelling and like legitimately good horror too.
It was really good horror.
Yeah.
It was really scary in some parts and it did that thing, like, it started in the beginning, and I was reading it, and I was really enjoying the narrative, and then something happened, and I was like, oh, yeah, this is a horror novel.
Right?
Like, stuff is gonna get really weird and
because you, like,
terrifying.
You kind of, like, fall in love with them in the beginning, where it's like, oh, this is gonna be, like, it's gonna be the best summer ever kind of a story. And
it was just, like, it was so much fun to read about these main characters, and then, like, literally, like, something happens, and I'm like, oh, shit.
Right.
I forgot this is not a fun ride.
But that will be out sometime relatively soon. I want to say May or June or July or August or
September.
We have
not done our homework.
Zane, it's probably on the back.
Zane's looking it
up.
You're
on the back.
I wish. That's the back.
Back.
Zane's looking on the back of the book, guys. It's just going to be a second.
Back it up.
It doesn't
Did you find it yet? Jesus Christ.
It's going to be out.
Nobody knows.
Oh, was it on the back?
Did you check the other back?
Hold on, I'm checking the back. it'll be out at some point.
Say back here?
It doesn't say.
Since you're listening to this on
this
the internet,
compelling.
Look it up.
We will have looked it up by the time you get to it. Don't worry about it. All right. Zane's going
to... Oh my God, now it's a thing.
Zane's
now it's an obsession. Now it's a quest.
There's lots to talk about. Sean, what are you reading?
I have finished... What was I reading last week?
May
2016. May of
2016. Nice.
I think that
so
was what
soon.
I... Okay, so
you
it'll be out in
May or June.
You listed every summer month.
Right.
July.
But I was right. I was one of them.
November.
What the hell was I reading last week?
Good question.
Did I think... Oh, I finished... I finished it on the bus. It was... Black Chalk.
Okay.
Which is the book that anybody can get because it's been out for a while. Which
so
is,
we can talk about
I can talk about
that
it.
That was the kids at Oxford,
yes,
right?
Yes, the kids at Oxford
right.
And like flashback, flash forward kind of style. And it was good right up until the end.
Oh, nice.
Not a good
One
ending.
Of those books.
Not a good ending.
Oh, that sucks.
Really dissatisfying ending.
That's fun.
And it was like, because it was like really good. And like, I had this picture in my head of where it was going to go. And then it didn't. Like, it kind of just fizzled. And it had, like, a really good head of steam to it. And then it just, like, fizzled out.
How do they do that?
I don't know.
Just fucking write it better.
Yeah. Or edit it better. Editors.
Write better.
Yeah.
You idiots.
Do a better job.
Speaking of do a better job, Josh, what are you reading?
I'm almost halfway done with the Klosterman book.
So you have more than half of it to go.
Yes.
Okay.
I start zoning out reading it sometimes.
All right.
He's a little rambly.
You think?
And that's fine. But when it's, like... We're on, like, this point, and I get it's, like, essays, right? Like, it's sort of, like, it's sort of. It's,
although he says in the beginning that it's not essays,
but
it totally
is
essays.
Those kinds of books are hard to read.
Yeah.
It's hard to, like, stay motivated all the way to the end.
Well, you sort of have to, like, read some of it and then kind of, like, think about it.
Right.
Like well, not a novel.
Well, I like, I guess I can't talk about it.
Yeah, you talk about it a little bit.
He talks about, like, rock and roll. I like that part a lot. He starts off talking about books, which I liked less. Because I just, like... It's like, what is that?
Right here on Cracking the Spine.
Right, reading a book about a guy talking about books? What is this? So, but I like it. I don't know. It's all right.
All right.
And I read a lot of Pottermore, because J.R. Tolkien is writing more Pottermore.
Wrong J.
J.R. Sweezy. I think that's a football player.
Oh, that's right. It's new Pottermore stories hit this week, yeah?
Yeah.
Are you reading them too?
I read them.
They're real short.
Okay.
They're not really stories. It's like, it's brief little, like, histories.
It's like background that gets you into the movie with Stephen Hawking.
The guy who played Stephen Hawking.
Yeah, he won an Oscar for it.
Yeah, he played Stephen Hawking.
I thought he won an Oscar for being a Danish girl.
No, he was nominated for an Oscar for being a Danish girl.
That movie takes place in North America.
The Danish girl does not take place in North America.
And so she's releasing all this information about magic in other places of the world.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
So that's sort of how it came up. So what she released this week, which there's still more to come tomorrow.
I think there's one every day.
There's one more tomorrow. But it's all, like, the history of magic in North America.
Has she revealed where the American Hogwarts is yet?
Well, she talks about it a little bit, but she hasn't ever... I mean, they don't even really know where the Hogwarts
is,
right?
The history...
Buckinghamshire.
The timeline isn't... we haven't caught up to, like...
Now time.
Oh, okay. Okay.
She goes, like, it's, like, 14th century to 17th century.
But, like, right now we're just getting the history of magic in North America.
When does Hogwarts have open? Like, when did it open? No, seriously.
Like 1,000 years ago.
Is it that? Okay, I didn't know if it was that.
It was a really long time ago when the founders got together and founded the school. Although there is a date, but I don't know it off the top of my head. I'm sorry.
1093. When does the movie... 1993, right? That's when they're supposed to really take place.
I don't...
Present time. I always like it better when it's present time, because I think it's really dated if you say, Harry Potter went to school in 1993.
Well, it was present time, but each book represented a school year.
Yeah.
So.
Oh.
Look, I've been on the Harry Potter Wikipedia page all week long. I'm learning my Harry Potter.
So why don't you say that you read that too? You didn't say you read Pottermore.
Oh, I just
said.
He
brought it up.
He brought it up, but he didn't say that he read it. He said you read it.
No, same. I said rewind the freaking podcast.
He brought it up that he was reading a lot of J.R. Tolkien.
Oh, that's right. He did. my mistake. I stand corrected. I apologize.
But anyway, it is really interesting, and she's been talking about like Native American magic, which apparently there's been controversy over, which is
because somebody said Native American. That's
which
why.
Is ridiculous because it's really interesting. She talks about how
we can't have anything.
Nope.
Like the Skinwalker legends are
now
actually,
that's racist.
Are actually like Anunnaki, and the fact that Skinwalkers were like evil or malicious was basically spread by like non-magic people.
Muggles.
To...
The word is muggles.
No, it's not nomadges. It's nomad in North
It sounds
America.
Like a British person writing muggle. About America a little bit. When I was reading some of it, I was like, this person is British. Totally. Like,
but
the
it's,
way...
It's pretty
it's
cool.
Interesting.
The whole thing was really cool.
The way she says, because like the Ministry of Magic in America is called the MAC USA, the Magical Congress of the USA.
Yeah.
So she says they call it MACUSA, which is like totally not a United States thing. Nobody in the United States would call the USA OOZA.
Right.
We would say USA.
Well, except that Congress was founded in 1693.
Get out.
So that's a really
when there
long
was
time
no
ago.
United States of America.
Yeah.
That's true.
So they that's had true. The Yakuza.
They have sweet magical tattoos.
All right, cool. We're going to try once again to do our own... No, this is sort of a listener topic that we're spinning off, right?
Yeah.
So we got a topic this week.
Yeah.
And it was hinted at by a listener.
It's definitely a fully thought-out topic.
Yes, with nuances, and we will stay on it the entire time.
For sure.
To be seen right after this break.
What is it?
Sean. I'm still Zane.
I'm still Sean.
I'm a different Josh.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Josh traveled through a different dimension.
I'm the Fold. That's a book I read on this show.
Did we do a 56 joke?
No. Who's number 56?
Lawrence Taylor.
Lawrence Taylor. Crack okay. He loved it.
And it's sorry, 8 times 7.
Is this a joke?
I guess not.
I guess it isn't. But here, I'll make it a joke. Welcome back to the Lawrence Taylor episode of Cracking the Spine. There it is. See, that's a joke.
That's
Zane.
A joke.
Now you know it's
solid a joke. Joke, guys.
Thank you.
Nice.
So, Zane, what are we talking about?
Today we are talking about the weird, wide world of Kindle ebooks.
Yeah.
I didn't know about this.
Based on a suggestion by a listener, right? Did you write down who it was?
I did not.
Yeah, okay.
It's on the Twitter.
Yeah, we'll pull it out of the Twitter. Somebody suggested it was an anthropomorphic hamster book or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's right.
But, there is... The world of the Kindle book is really, really strange.
It's crazy.
Because it seems like anybody can get something published on a Kindle. Like, you don't need to really do anything.
What's interesting to me is that it seems like anyone can get something public, like you just said, on a Kindle. But they're all kind of similar. Like, these books are all, like, I don't know. Do you have a list of, like, do
we well, what's have a... Zane just pulled it up. What was the book? No, you didn't?
Well, I wrote down his name. It was at Captain Quagsire.
Nice name.
That's a good name. And the book is called Hedging His Bets. It's a paranormal romance, I guess, about werehedgehogs.
Yeah.
A paranormal romance about werehedgehogs.
It says Hedging His Bets, and then in parentheses, BBW Paranormal Shapeshifter Romance.
Hold on. I've got a...
Big, beautiful women.
You guys are going to hear a lot of clicking this week, because we're actually going to be using...
This is by Celia Kyle and Mina Carter.
Okay. Two people wrote it. It's got to be good.
So, I apologize for all the extra noise this week, but we're going to be actually using the internet to do some of this. What's it called? Hedging
His Bets.
His...
The cover on this thing is like...
Hedging His Bets.
I got it.
Hedging His Bets would have been
she also wrote something called Honey and Fur.
Hedging His Bets and Dragging Her Feet. Oh, it's a box set.
Oh, fuck. We gotta buy this.
So for $3.99.
That's so affordable.
Two best-selling books bundled together.
Hedging His Bets. Honey loves running her bar and grill, catering to humans and shifters alike. But there are two things that dim her love of the place. Cocky assholes who think they own the world, and cocky assholes who think they can flex their muscles and wreck her bar when throwing a temper tantrum. Unfortunately, the drop-dead gorgeous, hotter-than-hot shifter man she secretly loves is both.
So that's Hedging His Bets.
And then turns into a hedgehog.
Turns into a hedgehog.
Well, drop-dead gorgeous and turns into a hedgehog.
Damn.
But the one that got me started on this, I was actually doing this last week with somebody, and I found this author... named Chuck Tingle.
That's his totally real name.
Who writes a lot of gay...
We have to put like a not safe for work tag.
Yeah,
definitely.
Like extra,
definitely.
As not safe for work as we ever are.
Yeah.
Like, don't listen to this one without
so,
headphones.
So, Chuck Tingle writes a lot of gay-themed literature.
Yeah.
Literature in quotes.
Sure.
Because the first one I have in front of me...
Did you send this one last night? Because I don't
know. No, we were reading it today.
This one is called Gay T-Rex Law Firm, : Executive Boner. And here's the description. When Donnie lands a job at Jurassic Law, the world's leading T-Rex law firm, he's absolutely thrilled. Unfortunately, after just one day, it quickly becomes clear that Donnie's new position entails more than just legal work. Soon, Donnie makes the deal of a lifetime and finds himself contractually bound into a gay T-Rex gangbang.
Nice.
That gives new meaning to the term dinosaur bones. This erotic tale is 3,700 words of sizzling human-on-gay dinosaur action, including... And then it goes on to list some of the sex acts that are...
All the sex
and,
acts.
Boy.
Yeah. T-Rex lawyer love. So then I click on Chuck Tingle.
Oh my god, look at all these.
That one is so topical.
So, some of the... These are literally... we are not making this up. These are literally the titles of books that you can buy by Chuck Tingle.
This one had to come out in the last 2 weeks.
Leonardo DiCaprio finally wins his award, and it pounds him in the butt. Slammed in the butt by the living leftover chocolate chip cookies.
From my kitchen cabinet.
Thank you.
Oh my god.
Scary stories to tingle your butt. Slammed in the butthole by my concept of linear time.
That's a science book.
Pounded in the butt by my own butt.
brilliant.
President Donald Loch Ness Trump.
There's a Loch Ness monster.
Wearing a suit.
Pounds America's butt.
Oh my God.
Space Raptor butt invasion.
That's the one we saw, yeah.
Turned gay by the existential dread that I may actually be a character in a Chuck Tingle.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious.
See, this guy, he has to be super self-aware, absolutely. For a title like that.
Yeah. I don't know.
Is that him in that portal right there? They can't see it.
Wasn't there one, can we see one about an anthropomorphic cup of coffee? Seduced by Dr. Bigfoot, attorney at large?
That's great.
Yeah, there was, what's the coffee
Unicorn
one?
Butt cups.
Here, this one? Oh, no. Living objects. Here it is.
Well, that's a different one.
Oppressed in the butt.
By my inclusive holiday coffee cups.
So topical.
These are great.
Oh, man.
Who, like...
Oh, you know what's going to happen, guys? Somebody's going to send us these books. It just hit me.
Oh, well, they can't. They're just Kindles.
Oh, no.
Some of them are paperbacks.
Please, don't send us these books.
So, I would be... I don't actually want to read these, but I... I read an article today about how easy it is to get things published.
Yeah.
What is the process?
On the Kindle eStore.
There isn't one.
Apparently, like, all you have to do is write a book.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And, like, design a cover.
Okay.
And then you can, like, publish it to the Kindle store.
So it's like Tumblr, but you get paid for it.
Yeah.
Or, like, what's the musical equivalent?
And there's not a lot of, like... infrastructure to prevent like fallacious
books. That was one of the sex acts.
Thank you.
So I read this article on I think it was
Hustler?
No.
I was reading for the articles.
Yeah, sure. I get it.
And it was all about this. Now, they didn't use
the articles
name,
of clothing she's not wearing.
It was all
wearing.
About this author who makes like $200,000 a year doing this.
This is awesome.
Publishing what are essentially fake books on the Kindle store. Now, they weren't like this necessarily. They weren't like racy, but they were.
Is this racy?
Well, most of them were like self-help or DIY books because, like, basically, especially with a self-help book, like you can't be wrong about it.
Right.
So, like,
it's totally an opinion.
He doesn't need to fact check. He doesn't need to do anything. He said the first one that he did, he like looked up similar books like for some self-help topic. It was about, I don't know, like accepting responsibility or some, you know, a self-help
some
kind
bullshit
of thing.
That I'll never do.
And he sat down for like 2 weeks. He looked up other similar books and looked at their like table of contents.
Okay.
And like writes these outlines for the book and then basically just like fills it with words because people don't really care about the quality of the writing.
That's insane.
And then he started doing this, but it took him like 2 or 3 weeks to do each book.
Okay.
And he would get these fake covers. I guess they're not fake, but he'd get these covers designed by people like in the Philippines for like $5 or something. And then he'd just upload it.
That's insane.
That's insane.
And so then he started streamlining it. He started hiring ghostwriters.
Two or three weeks was not enough time.
It
was not quick enough.
He went online and he found, like, I don't know, on some, like, web listing, like, ghostwriters, again, like, in the Philippines and stuff like that, that he could pay, like, $150, and they would deliver him, like, he'd give them a 2,000-word outline, and they'd deliver 20,000 words on it. And then he sells that. And he just farms it out, and he was like, he also farms out, like, reviews. Like, he pays people to review. But he also gets actual reviews because people don't care what's actually in the book. And he said, especially for self-help books, like, it doesn't matter about the quality of the writing. And people even write in, like, this helped me.
That's insane.
So my question is...
That's really,
like,
weird.
If I bought a Kindle edition of... I don't know. My coffee cup slammed me in the butt or whatever.
Yeah.
It's never not funny.
What's the text in that book? Like, what is the actual
content
of the book?
Well, these are only 3,700 words. So that's, like, nothing, right?
But that's what I mean. Like, is this a similar thing where he's just, like, farming out...
Oh, well...
We read a sample earlier from Gay T-Rex Law Firm Executive Boner.
Executive, dinosaur bones.
And I'll read it now because it there's nothing racy in it, but you know, it's certainly worth
Speak
reading on the
for
show.
Yourself.
If I can get it to open. Here we go.
Here we
okay.
go.
So there's the cover.
We'll tweet the cover.
Definitely.
It's always like this guy.
It's a guy.
Always like the same guy.
It's a guy with no shirt on and nice abs standing in an office, and behind him are three guys in suits at a conference table.
In a building.
But the guys in suits' heads are the T-Rex from Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Like, actually, just the T-Rex.
It's just photoshopped into
So,
the...
here we go.
Here we go.
So, I don't think this is farmed out. So here, I see that you've done secretarial work before. It was at another law firm? The T-Rex across the desk from me asks. 2 years of experience there? Yes, I tell him, trying to hide the nervous waver in my voice. And why did you leave? Well, I just didn't see my work leading anywhere. I'm from a small town, so blah, 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 blah. You have a law degree, though, the T-Rex says, as if I didn't already know this. Mm. Yes. So why are you applying for the secretary position? Jobs are hard to find these days, so I'm going to skip ahead a little more. The T-Rex nods slightly, his eyes still scanning over my resume. He's incredibly hard to read, sharp and focused. His lips form a tight line across his expressionless dinosaur face. My heart is pounding out of my chest. Okay, just a few more questions, he finally says. Have you ever worked for a dinosaur before? I shake my head. No, sir, but I'm excited about the prospect. With this, the T-Rex raps on the table with his tiny little hand and stands up quickly. Please excuse me, he says. I'll be right back. So then we'll skip around a little bit. Moments later, the T-Rex re-enters, not wasting any time. All right, Donnie, you're the man we've been looking for. Welcome to Jurassic Law.
Nice.
I should have said that, like, welcome to Jurassic Law.
That's probably the joke.
Right?
Yeah.
So then we'll skip ahead to his first day. I scan my key card in the building lobby, then hop inside an elevator and quickly punch the button for floor 10. As the door begins to close, a T-Rex in a gray suit picks up his pace and slips inside. You must be Donnie, he says, extending his clawed dino hand. I'm Tyson. Tyson Rex. Very nice to meet you.
T-Rex.
So that feels like Chuck Tingle is
wearing...
Are they the same size?
How
does this work?
Yeah, look at the cover.
Yeah,
go back to the cover.
They're just humans with T-Rex heads.
Yeah.
Although
they're not. They're T-Rexes.
But they got human hands.
He's got human body.
But you're right. In the book,
he has cold, scaly hands.
Oh, you're right.
Little hands too.
Oh,
dino
claws. That's weird. How does it make a suit with little hands like that?
You know what we should do? I'm not even joking. We should see if Chuck Tingle is on Twitter and see if we can get him on the show.
Holy F.
Yes.
Right?
I would love that.
Yes.
All right, we're going to try it.
This is the funniest. I mean, before last night when you tweeted or texted this to us, I had no idea about
this. Well, I did some research this week, you guys.
Okay.
I did.
And I believe you.
Where is it?
In my brain. Because I only did one bit of research, and I wanted to see how many books are available on the Kindle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the number I found,
look at that. No.
The number I found, which was sourced from 2015, so that's a year ago,
okay.
So it was probably a lot more, was 1.3 million books.
Wow.
That's a lot of books.
Now, that also includes, like, legit books.
Sure.
Like, you know,
Pride
Charles
and
Dickens and Horror.
Ready Player One.
Pretty legit.
But like we
did you read that? That was great.
We talked before about the author Max Barry, who wrote Lexicon and among other books.
Yeah,
that he has discovered that there are computers
that write
bots that write books and
well,
publish
them.
Well,
that's sort of what I'm talking
about.
Yeah,
it's the same, but it's even one step further than what you're talking about. Like, this guy's farming at least out to humans.
Yeah.
This other thing is just purporting to be authors that you love, and then it's just
filling
like
words in.
Like lorem ipsum kind of like filler, like boilerplate text.
Yeah.
That's insane.
I can't believe.
And there's no there's no.
We should publish a book.
That's what I'm talking about.
Josh was saying that earlier.
We should totally do this.
Dude, you could write 3,700 words in a night.
We could be authors. What if it's really good?
It will be. What if? Get out of here.
Should we try? Should we try to write a book on the Kindle?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, we can look into
it. We can write 3,700 words.
Dude, it's 3,700 words is like nothing.
All right. We got to find our thing, though, because somebody's already doing
Somebody has the T-Rex butt thing
down. Somebody's doing all the butt stuff. How about podcasters who solve mysteries?
I like where you're going, but there needs to be something about the anatomy in there.
Podcasters who solve mysteries, like the Fantastic Voyage inside the human bloodstream.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Ew.
All right.
We're in the boner now, Zane.
There's your first title.
Hold your breath.
There's your title.
Hold your breath.
We're in the boner now, Zane.
Through the boner glass.
But what it got me thinking was, maybe it's okay that there are gatekeepers in the world.
Yeah.
That prevent certain people from publishing.
I love this. This, to me, is what's great about the internet and just life right now in general. Like, this stuff to me is hilarious. And I know Chuck Tingle is not, like, I'm a serious, like, he knows. Like, he's, like you said, Zane, he knows. It's like self-aware.
It has to be self-aware.
Right.
Like, am I in a Chuck Tingle novel? Like, he knows.
But I don't want to. But I do not want to live in a world where, like, a serious Chuck Tingle puts a book on your shelves here. Like, right. I don't want that.
Where HBO picks up, like, the Chuck Tingle Jurassic Law.
That would be really great.
Actually, I would probably
watch
that.
Shut the fuck up, I would watch that.
Guys, it would be on Showtime. All those weird shows.
Now, stuff like this, what's interesting is because there isn't, like, there doesn't appear to be any kind of screening process.
No.
On the Kindle store. it looks to me like the stuff that we've been looking at tonight, like, the Were Hedgehog and the Chuck Tingle stuff, is basically, like, for lack of a better phrase, it's fan fiction.
Right.
Yeah.
But that people have to pay for.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, you said which it is
just
night,
kind
Zane.
Of interesting. Like, instead of publishing it on, like, a fan fiction site where it's, like, a community and whatever, like, you could charge $2.99 for it.
It's like the Joker said, Zane, and never do anything that you're good at for free.
Well, that's kind of, like, that's what's interesting. Like, there's almost something kind of like, yeah, you know what? Good for you, Chuck Tingle.
Well, yeah, he gets to say, I mean, he gets to put on his resume that he's a published author with over 400 books to his credit.
On his resume? Dude doesn't have to work ever again.
That's hilarious. His commitment to that joke. You were reading some of them. The one was about a diner that F's the dude in the butt.
A diner?
A whole diner. It said oppressive diner. It was a guy's face on a diner and in the windows were the F's. It's like, that's hilarious.
It's so funny.
But Zane, you said it last night when we were texting. I thought that's where you were leading to was that it's like the return of pulp.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's like,
it's like buying a nickel paperback.
Last night when we were talking about it, and you were like, "This is ridiculous! Like, I can't believe! Like, I'm so glad that stuff like this doesn't actually get published." Although apparently Chuck Tingle actually has some paperbacks. Although maybe he's a bad example, but
or the best example.
But it does remind me of like pulp stories. Like, I don't necessarily think of publishers and publishing houses as being like the gatekeepers of quality, because there is a lot of crappy crap that has been printed and is still being printed.
I don't know that anything that's come from a major publishing house can live up to or down to Slammed in the Butt by My Cup of Coffee.
Except that someone is publishing that.
He's publishing that.
No, that he has a publisher.
No. He's not. He doesn't. It's Kindle.
It's all self. It's all. There's paperback versions.
Yeah, but there's print on demand.
Yeah, you can just probably.
It's like a print on demand thing. You like pay extra to have it. Let's see. Hold on.
All right. Well, I mean, regardless, there's still.
I'm gay for my living billionaire jet plane.
Dude, I would be.
There's still all of this like horrible bodice ripper, erotic fantasy stuff. It actually does get published, not by major publishing houses.
Right. But it does
get published. Like, the fact that it's printed on a page
this
isn't
necessarily.
This
is clearly a parody of that. This reminds me of, like, an Adult Swim bit. Like, this reminds me of, like, a super, like, existential, like smoking
like 12
weed.
Like 12-ounce mouse.
Like 12-ounce mouse, or, like, what's the cartoon with the hot dog? Doo-da-la-la-la-la.
Perfect Hair Forever.
It reminds me of that, where it's just a complete parody of, like, that type of whatever, you know, like you said, bodice ripper or whatever.
He's got a 5-star review on there.
Let's read the review.
Ooh, yeah, a lot. This is for Shared by the Chocolate Milk Cowboys. Have you seen Chocolat with Johnny Depp? This book is similar, as it talks of chocolate and multidimensional love between a cowboy and chocolate milk cowboys, too. It goes into graphic homoerotic detail that makes Brokeback Mountain look like a Hershey's Kiss on the butt cheek. A young cow stud has to deliver a mysterious box cross-country and is offered a good sum of gold.
Nice.
On his way, he is encountered by a group of chocolate milk outlaws who want the box, too.
This sounds like my favorite book.
How do they resolve this? Spoiler alert, through hot gay action.
Hot. Super hot.
You missed the best part of this entire review, which is the title. Chuck. Oh yeah, a lot.
Oh, I said it, but I didn't. It didn't get me. Okay.
Oh, man.
What I wanted to find out was how many people, I wanted to know how many people have bought
this. I don't think Amazon gives you records on that.
I would just be curious to know how many he's moving.
One, two, three more copies are headed here. 31
pages.
That's what I mean. 3,700 words.
It's 3,700 words.
Like, yeah. I know. It's so ridiculous. Crazy.
If it's $3.
So we got some homework, guys. We got to try to get in touch with one Chuck Tingle. And we got to get to work.
I want to talk to Chuck Tingle. What do you think his real name is?
Charles Tingle.
Tingleman. Tinglestein.
Tingleman, I like that. Tingleman. Charles Tingleman.
It's too much.
Charles Tillman.
After receiving his PhD at DeVry University in holistic massage.
PhD from DeVry, that's brilliant.
Chuck found himself fascinated by all things sensual, leading to his creation of The Tingler, a story so blissfully erotic that it cannot be experienced without eliciting a sharp tingle down the spine.
Hey, spine, that's, we have something in common.
Chuck's hobbies include backpacking, checkers, and sport.
He is on Twitter.
This is hilarious. This dude's a genius. This guy's brilliant.
Cool. All right. So, I think we can probably take a little break here. Go ahead, Zane.
We don't know what the deal is with all of this crap. It's blowing our minds.
It really is. It's the goddamn Wild West.
And honestly, and the fact of the matter is, we literally scraped the surface. Like, we're looking at two cells on a giant organism. Like, there's so much more of this. It's so deep.
And like you said, like, we didn't get into, like, the robots publishing. Like, the Kindle store is just, like, the Wild West.
It's scarier than that. It's like the deep ocean. It's like the Marianas Trench.
Well, I bet there's one about the Marianas Trench coming to life and ramming some guy in the butt.
And if not, you're welcome, Chuck. You can have that one on us. Yeah. Just make sure you mention us in the acknowledgments.
I want to be a character in his book. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
I want that.
Bucket list goal.
God, this is great.
All right, we got a lot to think about. We're going to do it over a short break. We'll be right back.
The spine. I'm Josh.
I'm Zane.
I'm Sean, and we're a little subdued now.
Yeah,
we had a lot of
the
laughs.
Air's kind of come out of the balloon a little. We found Chuck Tingle on Twitter, and he's either the greatest like created character since Betty Bowers is a better
Stephen
Christian
Colbert
than you,
right? Erotica,
or
legit nuts.
He's a really really crazy person.
I'm leaning toward he knows.
He knows. That's what I'm leaning towards. I think Sean's leaning towards crazy.
I'm on the fence. I'm on the fence.
You're on the fence?
We've started having reservations about actually having him on the show.
Wanting to get him on our radar.
Also, I'm all in.
Real talk, the books are like gross.
Yeah.
Like gross. Like the title's hilarious. The actual books, at least from what I've seen, gross.
Yeah. Zane, you just haven't admitted to yourself that you want to be rammed in the butt by hot chocolate.
By a cup of coffee. By a diner.
Yeah. An entire diner.
Big shout out to, I can't even remember who it was, but somebody out there started us our own subreddit.
I remember his name, something 25.
Okay.
I forget.
Thank you.
I forget. I've talked to him a little bit.
So if you have a Reddit account, you can now subscribe to our subreddit.
Cracking the Spine.
It's called Cracking the Spine Pod.
Pod, okay.
Our Cracking the Spine Pod.
It was at Mr. People 25.
I got the 25.
Which I think
right.
Mr. People 25 is also his Reddit account.
Okay.
Yeah, and the Reddit account is Cracking the Spine Pod.
Yeah, and I'm Cracking the Sean username on there.
Field 1983.
I'm Zane Pants.
So, you know, get at us on Reddit.
Talk us about some suggestions.
I've never had a Reddit account before. Like I've sort of been avoiding it. Like,
I created the account today and then I was like, I don't even know where to jump in.
Yeah, like I lurk. I've been lurking for years, but it's never like.
But we're there.
Yeah, because somebody hooked us up. That was awesome. Thank you. So yeah, and also somebody sent us. I don't know if you guys saw the email, but somebody sent us a picture.
Yes.
A series of pictures, like a photo. Like
that
journal.
That was John Glessner.
John Glessner, who was one of our Valentines, who took his Valentine on a special trip to Boston.
Yep.
And took some really nice pictures of, like, the background, like beautiful Boston skyline.
And it looked like maybe Boston Common. And
with the Valentine, with like, the Valentine right in the shot.
Yeah, it was awesome. And it then was one cool. At the airport.
Yeah.
Logan Airport.
Yeah.
Awesome.
that's how photojournalists usually go. It's like, here we are at the airport. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, wait, does he not live in Boston, or does he live there?
He said he was on a trip to Boston.
Oh, that would have been really weird if he lived in Boston and just went to the airport to take a picture of him.
Come on, Valentine, let's go to the airport.
Oh, that crazy guy is here with his Valentine again.
Slammed in the butt by my cracking the spine Valentine by Chuck Tingle.
Hard buds.
No, but it was awesome.
Yeah, that was really cool.
It was super, super cool.
So, yeah, you know, as always, send us suggestions. If you have contact information for Chuck Tingle, I would say email it to us. Let's not put it out in public.
He probably listens to this show. Let's not.
Well, we do follow him on Twitter now.
Yeah. Followed him? Okay. All right. So
of all the authors that we follow,
I Neil think Gaiman.
Chuck Tingle is probably the most prolific.
In terms of Twitter. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
In terms of, he's written 400 books, dude. That's crazy.
All right, cool. But, oh, you know, we're always looking for suggestions and just interaction with us. CrackingTheSpineShow@gmail.com.
Talk to us.
@ CrackingSpine on Twitter. Facebook. Reddit now.
Yeah, Reddit.
We're diverse. Coming soon to Instagram?
That would be a thing we could do.
I could do that.
All right, maybe we'll be on Instagram.
Take pictures and
of books.
Oh,
that's what that is.
No, of our dumb faces.
Ooh.
That's what people want to see.
Nobody wants to see my dumb face. I'll take pictures.
You'd be surprised.
Oh, go on, you. Thanks, Amy. All right, so we'll stop it here because the floor is melting.
Yeah,
it's hot.
You're really hot.
It was 81 degrees in this store today.
I'm rather comfortable.
Well, you're wearing a sweatshirt.
Well, you wear a
sweatshirt. Everybody's comfortable.
Well, you really.
He trimmed his beard.
It's pretty good.
I shaved my head, trimmed my beard, shaved other parts of me.
All right, that's going to do it. We'll talk more next week.
What is this, a Chuck Tingle novel?
No.
It could be.